Small to medium-sized businesses could have their tax rate cut sooner than expected. The federal government wants to fast-track its plans by 5 years so that businesses with a turnover of up to $50 million will have their tax rate reduced to 25% by 2021. Business groups are welcoming the announcement, but Labor is casting doubt on the plan. Political reporter Stephanie Boris has more.
It's starting to look like there's a federal election on the horizon, with the government announcing relief for businesses sooner than expected, and that has Brisbane cafe owners happy.
I think it's good. I think it's what small business needs.
I actually think it'd balance it out and make small business thrive again.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison is planning to fast-track company tax cuts for businesses with a turnover of up to $50 million. Under the current proposal, the rate would be reduced to 25% by 2026. He wants to move it forward to 2021.
This is a very big boost to businesses that employ more than half the Australian workforce.
Scott Morrison says it will benefit employers and workers.
If small businesses and medium-sized businesses are paying less tax to the government, then they are more able to provide better wages to their employees.
But there's no guarantee that workers will see a rise in their wages. James Pearson is the chief executive of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry. He says business owners will be better off, but it's up to them to decide how they use the extra money.
Some will pay down debt, some will invest, take risks and grow their businesses, some will hire more people, some will be in a position to pay higher wages. The point is that it gives business more money, lets business keep more of its own money to make those decisions.
Persephone runs a cafe in Brisbane's city centre. While she's welcoming the quicker tax cuts, she's not inclined to boost wages.
I think each individual cafe will see it in a different way. But with myself here, it just means that there could be a little bit more profit at the end of the year.
Manny runs a coffee shop down the road and shares a similar sentiment.
Anyone in the hospitality industry or has a restaurant would probably bring back their margins and make it a little bit more sustainable for our business to actually thrive and survive.
Nearby is a local dentist business run by Andrea. She believes reducing the tax rate earlier than scheduled is a no-brainer.
We can keep the people that we've got, not necessarily put on more people, but actually keep the people that we have and offer more hours.
So why fast-track the original plan? James Pearson from the Chamber of Commerce and Industry says the rising cost of power is one reason why tax cuts are needed sooner rather than later.
Another way to give a shot in the arm for small businesses who are paying the power bills twice, once in the office and then again when they come home and pay the family power bill, is reduce taxes. It's not by a huge amount, but it's a really strong signal that the government, that politicians understand the need to reduce the cost of doing business.
In politics, it all comes down to parties outlining measures they believe will win them votes. And this announcement presents a point of difference because Labor is opposed to dropping the tax rate below 27.5 cents. But opposition leader Bill Shorten says he's keeping an open mind.
We're not ruling it out and we're not ruling it in. We want to see the numbers. So we will keep an open mind on this question as we examine the numbers. But the other criteria we have is that our first priority is to properly fund our schools, to properly fund our hospitals.
If the opposition doesn't back the move, the government will need the support of the crossbench to pass the legislation. A number of those senators are on board with the idea already, including Centre Alliance's Stirling Griff. He says Labor needs to carefully consider how they'll vote.
Heaven help them if they attempt to actually kill it off. Not only would they potentially lose our support for other initiatives, they'll also lose a very big chunk of the vote.
Back at the Brisbane Dental Surgery, Andrea says tax relief policies will help her make a decision on how she votes next year, and she believes that's the case for many small business owners.
Everything for me revolves around my business, and I think for anyone, their life revolves around the security of their job.
The legislation will be introduced to Parliament next week.
Stephanie Boris there with additional reporting by Isabel Rowe.